In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Today is Palm Sunday, and it is the beginning of Holy Week. It is a time when our thoughts go out to Christ crucified, all that he has suffered and done for us. And it is a time for us to recognize the fickleness of our nature. For we saw at the beginning with the blessing of the palms how the people welcomed Christ as a king into Jerusalem. But he came as a humble king. He came riding upon the back of a donkey, not like a king with a big retinue, not on a noble steed, but on the simple, the common beast of burden. He came into Jerusalem, but the peoples all recognized him. They cut off branches from the trees, spread them down in the path. They took off their garments and put them down on the path for this donkey who is carrying Christ into Jerusalem, and they are proclaiming him as their king. And it is not but a few days afterwards that they cry out, "Crucify him, crucify him." The terrible crime of regicide, where we kill our king. But it is worse than regicide because it's not just any king. He's not an earthly king. This is deicide. We are killing God, the Son of God. And it is easy for us to look in today's gospel and point our finger. Those terrible Jews, those terrible Romans, those terrible people. How could they do this to Jesus, who was innocent? And I think more importantly than ever, this season of Lent and these last few days of Lent, we need to look into our own hearts and souls and recall that Jesus died for our sins. He made it very clear that no one can take his life. He freely lays down his life. He freely takes it up. No one killed our Lord. He laid down his life so that we might live. He suffered and died of his own choosing. Out of an act of love, he died so that we can live. And if we are going to point the finger at anyone for having crucified Christ, we ask, why did Christ lay down his life? Why did Christ submit to this death on the cross? And the finger must come back to ourselves. Christ died for me. Christ died for us. It was my sins, our sins, that nailed him to the cross. And in our spiritual meditations, our spiritual readings, especially during this season of Lent, we are reminded that Christ thought of us. Not us in general, but us specifically. He thought of all these little children as he was hanging on the cross by name. Not just the people of St. Joseph's Mission, but each one of us individually. Christ thought of us because he is God. He can do so, and there, hanging on the cross, he was thinking of me. He was thinking of you, each and every one of us. He died for us as much individually as he did collectively. And it was for our sins, for our transgressions, that he hung upon the cross, that he suffered the scourging, the crowning of thorns, the carrying of the cross, the crucifixion, the 3 hours of agony, bleeding out, hanging on the cross. All of that time, he is thinking of us, of all of humanity, but also of us individually. It was our sins that nailed Christ to the cross. It was we who welcomed him into Jerusalem as a king, rejoicing. It is so great to be a Christian. I believe in Christ. He has saved me. We welcome this king with open arms and great rejoicing. And then just a few moments later, we're out crying for his blood. Crucify him. I don't like what he has to say. I don't want a heavenly king. I want a worldly king. And we impose our will upon Caesar. We have no king but Caesar. If you are a good servant of Caesar, you will get rid of this man because he is the king. He's in competition with Caesar. And so Pontius Pilate asked him directly, "Are you a king?" He said, "Yes, but my kingdom's not of this world. Caesar has nothing to fear from me." But it would not stifle the cries of the people. And today, our reflection upon Christ's suffering and what he has done, has it stifled our inclination to sin? Has it stifled our willingness to be involved in the world? Have we really taken to heart our Lord's words? You want to be my disciple? If you love me, here's what you do. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and come follow me. And when we hear that words, don't we cry out, "Crucify him, crucify him, take him away"? I don't want to deny myself. I don't want to take up my cross. I don't want to follow him. Crucify him, kill him, get rid of him. I have no king but Caesar. I serve the world. I serve my own passion. You see, it was us. We are the ones who crucified our Lord. We are the ones who caused him that pain and that suffering. Just a week from today, we will be singing out our alleluias. Our hearts will be filled with joy. Christ has risen. But will we rise with him? This season of Lent was our chance, our opportunity to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him daily, so that we can die to this world, die to our passions, and then rise up alive with Christ, rise alive from the depths of our soul. Will we truly be able to sing the Alleluias? I have no doubt that occasionally we welcome Christ as a king. We sing out our hosannas to the Son of David, acknowledging him as our king. But then how frequently, how quickly we return to our crucify him, crucify him. I want no God but, or no king but Caesar. Get rid of this king so that I can serve my passions. I can serve the world. I can eat and drink and be merry. This is truly the time for us to look into our hearts and souls, examine our conscience, perhaps even weep as St. Peter wept after denying our Lord. Yes, our Lord, I accepted you at my baptism. I renounced the world at my baptism. But shortly thereafter, I began sinning and offending you and denying you and calling out for you to be crucified. It is said in a legend that St. Peter wept from the moment he realized he had denied Christ three times before the cock crowed once. St. Peter wept constantly, and that before he died, it is said he had furrows in his cheeks from the copious tears that he shed the rest of his life. And I say we should imitate St. Peter. Perhaps not weeping for the rest of our lives, but at least repenting, at least daily telling our Lord that we love him and we're sorry for having caused his suffering, added to his pain by our own sins, our own negligence, our own carelessness, our own indifference. That remorse has to be ours. We have to follow Christ into the tomb. And it is only by entering into the tomb with Christ and dying to ourselves and dying to the world that we will be able to rise to eternal life. So if we have been negligent in this past Lent, this last week is the moment for us to make up, to redouble our efforts, to go forth more conscientiously, more aware in denying ourselves and taking up our cross and following Christ. This is our invitation, and this is the only way to our supernatural life. Christ is the answer. We can't rise glorious until we first die with Christ on Calvary. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.